All right, let's get to the phone lines, where we have our guest this morning.
Tzvi's roommate.
Yes, yes, Tzvi's roommate, old roommate. Let's get to the phone line. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Tzvi. Top of the morning to everybody here in Cleveland. Wow. Very early in the morning.
Well, people in Cleveland know it's not that early when it turns 7 o'clock because we had an interesting story, Mendy, 2 weeks ago, a new fellow who moved to town, and right. I said this story on the air. And, you know, he had his alarm clock usually set, you know, because he's got to get the kids up in the morning. We have school Sunday mornings. And instead of having it on the beep beep, you know, the noise, he had it set on the radio, and he said he never set the dial. But guess what it was set on at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Wild, wild guess.
88.7 Jewish Community Radio, and I just had spoken to him at the PTA meeting like 2 weeks ago, so I guess you recognize the voice. And he's saying, like, there I am, just listening to the show. So it gives another meaning to just fall right into our show. But, Mendy, we want to thank you. It took me 3 years to get my own roommate and one of the hottest and brightest singing sensations to come on the air. But you know what they say.
Better late than never.
Better late than never, and good things are hard to come by.
Wow.
So, without further ado, Mendy, we want to talk about your new album, and you'll have to help me, excuse me here, but what number album is this?
Number five.
And it's entitled Echad Yachrim Yuchad. I'm holding it right here. And I guess the theme, and I'll let you expound on this, the theme seems to be, you know, the first song.
Achad, new unity, right.
Exactly. Echad, and then the Yiddish song is Hashem Echad. So tell us a little bit about the making of this album. I know it took, 2 years at least, right?
Well, it took a while, a little more than that also. Going through every world-famous composer from Yossi Green to Yitzi Bald to Michal Lieber to even a good friend of mine, Mendy Wurzburg, who put two songs on the album. So it took a while and a lot of intricate picking and, you know, work and melodies and harmonies till the finished product is done. So it takes quite a while.
Right. Well, it is a great mix, actually. You know, we've been playing it on the air the last few weeks since I've gotten it. And, you know, the different songs, Marba, you know, is a great great Hora, exactly. And, you know, even Echad has the techno music, if you will, right?
Yes, correct.
So a lot of good mixes. Even the slow songs are beautiful. We just played Yisimcha. So give us a little bit about, you know, as far as, you know, the theme of Hashem Echad, you know, where did you come up with that? What was the thought behind that? Typically, most of the songs, obviously, most of the albums out today are talking about more of, you know, Mashiach, Gullus, you know, things like that. So why the change and what inspired you for that?
Well, I was sitting with Yossi Green and trying to come up with songs, and we were discussing beforehand what was going on in the world and what's needed and the power of music and how it could help and unite people. And then he thought of this inyan of Echad Yachrim Yuchad with this special, I don't know, it was just something very, very special. And he recommended Ron Tichon from Israel to put the music together for it. And the rest was magic. And Lipa Schmelzer heard the Echad Yachrim Yuchad song, and he said he wanted to make Yiddish lyrics for it under the theme of Hashem Echad, also under that same theme. So it became that. The album surrounded that theme, so that's how it came about. But all by shared, as they say.
Absolutely, yep. And yes, you do have a lot of different composers on here, which gives it that special sound, if you
right.
will. And that seems to be the theme throughout, you know, the latest albums that are out there. And you have a mix, I see, of Pinchas Weber, J.J. Fried, a good friend of mine as well.
Right.
And Michal Lieber, like you said, Moshe Laufer and Mendy Wurzburger, I guess, right? Helped compose
right.
Marba.
And Gale, number 7.
And Gale, did I miss that? No, there's Gale.
That has a little Hasidic flavor to it.
That's right. That's right. Maybe we'll play that one, number 7. And then, yes, Yitzi Bald, of course, Tzadik. He's done one of your albums completely. Is that correct?
Yes. My first two albums.
First, that's right. That's right.
Sameach.
That's right. And you know, Zachar from Michal Lieber. Now, has he been featured on your other albums, or is he new? Where is he from?
Yes, he was on my previous albums also, Sheila Malois.
Right.
And from the Koyach album. And what else was there? There was another song also that he made the Mim Koimcha on my L'chaim album, which was beautiful. And no, he just has these wonderful, beautiful, moving ballads that just stirs the soul that I just always love. I always go to him for songs every time I'm working on a new album. I always see what he has next.
And of course, we can't forget one of our good friends, one of our mutual good friends that also composed a song on your CD. And if I do,
who could forget that?
If I do this interview and not mention his name,
God.
You know, my name is Mud. So David Hoffman.
David Hoffman, right.
And the song that he composed.
It's not on this album, but the song that he composed was on my first album that came out over 10 years ago. And Pia Posca, which is still sung at weddings. Believe me, people still request it, and I still sing it.
That's right. And we need to make sure that he comes up with a good ballad for the next album, because even though...
Yeah, it's about time. He's featured on one of my albums already. It's been a while.
That's right. So I know he's itching to get back in there with his compositions. But, of course, David, a great friend of ours, both of ours.
Right. Not our roommate, really. He was a few rooms down the hall.
That's correct. Right. A few rooms down the hall. But, you know, Mendy is no newcomer to Cleveland. I mean, because he learned in Cleveland Tells, but also came back for two concerts that I produced here in Cleveland for the Jewish Learning Connection. So Mendy was here twice, but it's been a while, so we need to get back on your calendar and see what we could do to bring you back here now that this beautiful album is out.
I'm looking forward to that, that's for sure.
Give us a little bit about some interesting concerts you've done recently or in the past that we haven't heard
mainly,
about.
Mainly out of town, but coming up now, Hanukkah time will be in Lawrence here in New York, and I'm going to be visiting Detroit, the Mitzvah Shem, coming up.
Oh, when is that?
Sunday, the 24th of December.
The 24th, wow, and I will be there, I'll be there in February, but maybe the 24th, you know, it's only 3 hours from here.
Right, you're closer than I am, right?
Yeah, just a little. So you'll be there for a Hanukkah concert?
Yes, Emirat Hashem.
On December 24th, and where is that being held, and do you know more information?
Not really. No, the information wasn't given to me yet, but that I know that it's solidified.
All right.
And we're going to be there, me and David Gavey, Emirat Hashem.
Oh, wow. You know what? What I'll do is, off the air or, you know, within the week, give me that information, and I will put it out there. So if people want to go for a Hanukkah vacation or something like that, since it's only 3 hours, we'll have people go down there. I know that, you know... we have a lot of big fans of yours here in Cleveland because they've seen you here. And so I'm sure they would want to avail themselves to go down there.
Great.
All right, we're going to take a listen to Marba, and then we'll be back. So don't go away. And that's Mendy Wald's Marba from his new album, Echad Yachad Amyuchad. And that's exactly the one we're talking about here on Jewish Community Radio, 88.7 WJCU. We're live with Mendy Wald from New York. Welcome back, Mendy.
Well, great to be back.
All right, so that was Marba we were just listening to. And I guess before we let you go, we have another couple minutes here before we go to the next show here. What was your most memorable concert that you can think of? I mean, you know, you've been doing concerts for, you know, a lot of years.
Like 10 years, right, over 10 years since the first album. But, come to think of it, Eretz Yisrael. I did in front of Mar Samach Pela in Hebron. I did outdoors in front of thousands and thousands of people. That was amazing. NASA Coliseum here in front of like 10,000 people. A few things that were really like...
any weird country? No, I don't say weird, but any out of town countries or, you know, that you can think of? That
wow,
you've been
so
to?
Many.
You've been to?
Well, the weird ones in the United States, Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, Memphis.
Yeah, went to Memphis. Went to California, Detroit, Cleveland, of course, Florida, Baltimore, you name it.
Any countries?
Brazil,
like
Vienna.
Out of the United States?
Out of the United States. Brazil, Vienna. Mm-hmm. Where else? London. Manchester, Paris, Brussels, I don't know where.
You've been all over.
So many places, yeah, all over.
Well, you know, you've done a wonderful job. It's five albums that are solid albums, each with different messages. And, we look forward to hearing you live and, of course, more of your great albums.
Great. Thank you, Tzvi. Pleasure to be on. And you guys enjoy the CD, and I hope you all enjoy. And we should get together and I should see each other more often. Basically.
Absolutely, and we should hear from you more often. I hope I don't have to wait 3 years to the next interview.
I'll wait to that.
All right. Thank you very much, Mendy, and keep up the great work.
All the best, everybody. Take care.
Thank you. Shavua Tov. All right, that was Mendy Wald on the air and talking about his new album, Echad Yachad Miyuchad. It really is a great album. For those of you who have not gotten it yet, we have, of course, the local Jewish music bookstore outlets in Cleveland that you can ask for by name, Mendy Wald, Echad Yachad Miyuchad. And yes, he even did not forget about us. And when I say us, our good mutual friend David Hoffman and Svi Turner are mentioned in the thank yous. And I didn't even call him about that. So Mendy does not forget his roots, his Cleveland friends. And it is a nice album. Mendy does a great job. I remember, you know, when we were in Yeshiva together, he was always singing. And if you know, oh, we didn't even talk about his background. Former Tzlilva Zemer Boys Choir star soloist who sang, what's the song, Gal? You created it. Remember that song?
No.
No. I should have had him do that on the air. Shoot, I let him go.
Well, he did a great job. Next time. He did a great job.